Time Warner Audiobooks presents Split Second, written by David Baldacci and read by Scott Brick. Prologue, September 1996. It only took a split second, although to Secret Service agent Sean King, it seemed like the longest split second ever. They were on the campaign trail at a nondescript hotel meet and greet in a place so far out you had to use long distance to reach the boonies. Standing behind his protectee, King scanned the crowd while his ear mic buzzed sporadically with unremarkable information. It was muggy in the large room filled with excited people waving "Elect Clyde Ritter" pennants. There were more than a few infants being thrust toward the smiling candidate. King hated this because the babies could so easily shield a gun until it was too late. Yet the little ones just kept coming, and Clyde kissed them all, and ulcers seemed to form in King's belly as he observed this potentially dangerous spectacle. The crowd drew closer, right up to the velvet rope stanchions that had been placed as a line in the sand. In response, King moved closer to Ritter. The palm of his outstretched hand rested lightly on the candidate's sweaty, coatless back so that he could pull him down in an instant if something happened. He couldn't very well stand in front of the man, for the candidate belonged to the people. Ritter's routine never varied. Shake hands, wave, smile, nail a sound bite in time for the 6 o'clock news, then pucker up and kiss a fat baby. And all the time, King silently watched the crowd, keeping his hand on Ritter's soaked shirt and looking for threats. Someone called out from the rear of the space. Ritter answered the jibe.